and welcome to talk to me with the coach, Mike Reed, made a visit with the man, Josh Hamilton. How are we doing today?
Doing good. Any day is a good day. We need to play ball.
Well, what about this weather in Chicago?
I tell you, is it out of the ordinary?
It's out of the ordinary for this time.
It's good. I'm glad we brought it up here with us.
Brought it from Texas.
That's right.
You know, I used to coach college ball, and I used to get me some good ball players out of that Texas area.
I tell you, I mean, anywhere, if you look hard enough, there's good ball players anywhere.
Now, you know, you're one of the stars of the game, and we got a young group of baseball players to watch our show, 1.2 million. Yeah. What's the key to your success on the major league level?
The biggest thing is keep God first in your life. And that helps every aspect of your life, including baseball. Practice-wise, you know, we don't do anything different than a little leaguer does. You know, we hit off the tee, we take ground balls, fly balls. Nothing changes in between the lines when you get to this level. Just the atmosphere changes. A little bigger stadiums, a little better food, you know, and things like that. So just keeping it, having fun, and, you know, keep working hard.
So you must have been in coach meetings when I was having my team meetings back in the day. You know, I used to tell, I would tell guys, the only difference in this game from little league to the pros is the game become quicker, the competition become better, and you eliminate the ones that can't from the ones that can't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, your fans don't realize it. You know, even when I go to a sporting event, like, say, a football game or something, it looks slow when you're looking at it from the stands, but when you're out there, it's totally different. And, you know, you just got to, when things speed up, as far as the game goes, you got to slow your mind down, and that helps keep things under control.
You know, when I was scouting, one of the tools we look for in a hitter is bat speed, the ability to get the bat through the strike zone. That tells me to hit major league pitching. What do you do to it? Work on your bat speed as a hitter.
You know, I got a couple of drills I do. You know, I have somebody stand on the side of me, and they toss five balls, you know, boom, 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 boom. And I got to get there and get back, get there, get back. And, you know, then I go to 10 balls. And, you know, it's always just doing the drills that, you know, you ain't got to try to hit the ball 5 miles every time. You know, you just want to put good, solid swings on it and hit line drives. And that's the kind of approach you have to be.
And one of the other tools is the ability to hit for power. Well, you get so much power. Is it in the wrist? Is it in the swing?
A lot of it's God-given, you know, and I put a lot of work in. Just, you know, I try to keep my body in good shape, you know, lift weights, and try to stay as flexible as possible. And, you know, the biggest thing for me was trying to find a routine. It being my fourth year in the league now, that I can come out, I can come to the park, I can do it, and I can be ready for that game that night. And if I do that, then the power and the bat speed and all that stuff is there.
So the youngster that's watching this show that think they just get up out of bed and become a good hitter, I don't think they know the sacrifice you guys on the major league had to put into it.
You know, we study a lot of videotape. You know, a lot of folks think we just show up and play the game. You know, I got here at 12 o'clock today. You know, had early batting practice on the field at 2 o'clock. Then we went over scouting, you know, pitchers and that sort of thing. Then I just went to the cage right now and hit. And in between that, lifted weights and, you know, did some different things to get my body ready. So it's a lot of work involved. But you know what? It pays off in the end if you do it and you do it consistently and you have a game plan.
Now this week coming up will be draft week for major leaguers, major league draft. Take us back to that day when you was drafted. Where were you at, and what went on that day?
It was a dream come true. I mean, you know, for me, I wanted to be a major league baseball player one day, and the draft was the beginning of that dream being realized. So it was actually my dad's birthday. It was June 2nd, 1999. And
telling your age now.
Yeah, so it's a good birthday present for any kids. You know, it got a dad's birthday on that day. But, you know, it was the beginning. It was a stepping stone to get where I wanted to be. And, you know, I had all my family there. You know, there was a lot of media there. And, you know, it was just a special day.
So what round did you go?
First pick, first round.
First pick, first round. So, I mean, you were, like, jumping around, shouting.
You know, it was crazy because a scout from the Del Rays was there at the house, but they were about 30 minutes late calling me. So I was getting a little worried, getting a little anxious there. But, you know, when it came in, the call, you know, I was excited, put the jersey on, and, you know, was ready to begin.
And when you crossed that threshold to the big leagues and walked in that locker room for the first time, saw your uniform, what was that feeling like?
Oh, man, it was tears of joy. And, you know, especially, you know, the path I took to get to where I was in the big leagues, you know, it was special. You know, just realizing how God's grace and His mercy is just something we can't really comprehend. So everything I do now, you know, didn't used to do before. I used to take things for granted a little bit, especially when I hand you a lot of money and say, here, play. Now I got a different aspect on things. I give God the glory for everything I do, and, you know, just try to be a light to the world.
So does the money change you as a ball player?
You know, I went through that phase because, you know, I grew up, you know, in a lower to middle class family, and, you know, we didn't have it. I mean, so when we got it, it was different.
Christmas every day?
It was Christmas every day, and, you know, never really found any joy in things, you know, materialism, things like that. I was buying cars, houses, blah, 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 everything, and never had any joy in my life until I found Jesus Christ.
The coach on the road taking you behind the scenes with the man, J.H. for Texas.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.